News release. County of Simcoe. On Tuesday evening, the County of Simcoe hosted the second annual Age-Friendly Recognition Awards, celebrating the achievements of those who have taken significant steps to create inclusive, age-friendly communities. Honorees were chosen by a selection committee in two categories: businesses and individuals. Businesses were acknowledged for their efforts in enhancing services and accessibility, while individuals were celebrated for their dedication to fostering age-friendly communities and improving the quality of life for older adults across the region. The public nomination process took place throughout the second half of 2024. Congratulations to individual Age-Friendly Recognition Award recipients: Frida Baldwin, Midland; Betty Hansey, Collingwood; Sharon McLean, Barry; Tamara Novak Leonard, Barry; Sylvia Naughton, Barry; Kiera Sweet, Aurelia; Joe and Jim Soriano, Barry; Catherine Ecker, Barry; Joe Fecht, Aurelia; Kelly Ritchie, Barry; Gertrude King, Wasaga Beach; Melanie Hopkinson, Collingwood; Deb Babeko, Barry. Congratulations to Age-Friendly Business Recognition Award recipients: Information Aurelia, Aurelia; Saunders Book Company, Collingwood; Windley Farms Maple Syrup, Tiny; RTO District 17, Unit 1, Retired Teachers Organization, Springwater; 54 Plus Seniors Center Alliston, New Tecumseh; The Medicine Shop Pharmacy, Barry; Topline Feed and Farm, Tay; Bradford Greenhouses Garden Gallery, Springwater; Habitat for Humanity Huronia Restores, Barry; The Transformation Station, Barry; Alliston Legion, Branch 171. Quotes: We are grateful to the individuals and businesses who are leading the way in helping to create age-friendly communities across Simcoe County. Their dedication to improving the lives of our older adults is inspiring and essential as we continue building an even more inclusive and supportive environment for all. Basil Clark, County of Simcoe Warden. It is an honor to recognize the outstanding contributions of those who have gone above and beyond to support our older adults. From businesses advancing services to individuals advocating for inclusivity, their efforts are integral to shaping a future where all ages can thrive. These exceptional individuals and organizations are showing how important it is to prioritize the well-being and dignity of all. Jane Sinclair, General Manager, Health and Emergency Services.